The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. We have such wonderful readings and the prayers of the Mass in the Lenten season, and they stay quite thematically focused for us. So it's interesting, I think, to have this gospel passage and see the call of Levi. What on earth is that about? I mean, it seems at least at first glance to be out of place, until at last we end up here at the end of the passage, seeing exactly what Jesus says and exactly what is kind of, I think, a gut check for us as we begin our Lenten observance. Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. So, the first question for us as we take these first steps of our Lenten journey are, which category of people are we going to place ourselves in? Are we healthy? I think that we're inclined to believe that we are. We're healthy. Okay, so then what? So then what happens? Do we have need? Do we have need of Jesus? Do we have need of the physician, or do we not? And if we don't, then the Lenten season, and actually any other day in church outside of the Lenten season, it doesn't mean anything. It's not going to be of any. And I'm talking about you, okay? Right? I'm talking about you. Yeah, no, I know. It's surprising, Ron, isn't it? I'm talking about you. I want you to ask that question of yourself. Because I think even when I say that, there's a tendency to say, okay, yeah, like I wonder whether or not the people around me think that they're healthy or sick. You know? Okay, great. But you, are you healthy or are you sick? Are you in need of repentance? Because that's what Jesus says. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. So are you in need of repentance? Or do you follow God's way perfectly every day of your life? Do you live for his purposes in everything you do, you personally? Okay, now maybe you start to feel, right, we need to repent ourselves. We're not healthy. We're not as healthy as we'd otherwise like people to think, our friends on Facebook especially, right? We're not that healthy. We are sick. We need a physician. And that's the gut check here at the beginning of Lent. Can we see ourselves as sick? Can we see ourselves as sinners, right? I mean, in 2,000 years ago, these categories were pretty firm, right? And there wasn't too much movement between the two. They're the righteous and the sinners, right? And for us, it's obviously a little bit different. But we can apply it fruitfully in this way. Now, I say, the focus is on ourselves. This is a beautiful little story. It's so good, it has to be true, okay? There was, I think the Times, whichever it was, the Times of London, perhaps in England, were asking well-known authors, notable authors, what is wrong with the world today? They sent it out, right? They wrote the letter, they sent it out. They receive a letter back from G.K. Chesterton, right? So you know already, okay, maybe this isn't true, but it's so good it has to be true. They receive a reply from G.K. Chesterton. He says, "Dear sir, I am. Sincerely, G.K. Chesterton." Right? What is wrong with the world today? I am. I'm wrong with the world today. And this is the kind of, this is the ownership we have to have over our sickness, over our need for repentance, in order to make Lent a fruitful season. Right? So there it is. Now, if you want, go back and check out the reading that we have from Isaiah. It's a beautiful reading. Let me give one if I can find it. Look at these titles that are given to people who live God's way, who live for Him and Him alone and His purposes. Repairer of the breach. Are you a repairer of the breach? That's the glory that is available to you when you give your life to God and His purposes. Are you a restorer of ruined homesteads? You know, please God, you are. Right? Please God, we can all be. Thus says the Lord. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech. He's just indicted half of us, right? He's indicted all of us, because I want to think who's the half. He's indicted all of us there. Remove false accusation and malicious speech. If you bestow your bread on the hungry, you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted. Then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. Why? Because you'll be living for God and His purposes. Right? There is nothing brighter at all in the world. There's nothing more glorious in the world. There's nothing more attractive and beautiful in the world than this, than living our whole lives for God, giving ourselves over to His purposes, right? Receiving His love, His merciful love that we encounter in Christ Jesus, and bringing that merciful, kind, compassionate, patient love to whomever we encounter.